We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Omar Kelly covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Omar is up in New York. Hello, O.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We are good. You set the show and the Twitterverse on fire yesterday with a very simple tweet you sent out. Adam Sandler greater than Will Ferrell. And we've talked about it ad nauseum. Crowder, you're on the Will Ferrell team there.
It upsets me more than when Omar tells me I can't cover a tight end.
You know, today is the 10-year anniversary, Omar. Today is the 10-year anniversary of Crowder intercepting Tom Brady to seal the win.
Oh, did y'all get him a cake? Because you know how much he loves to celebrate.
We got him something better than that. Play what we got him, Solana.
Cameron Wake on the field now, the pass rushing specialist. Going after him. Got him. Oh, he got the football, but he picked off. Channing Crowder with an interception at the 38-yard line. And this football game is all but over. The Miami Dolphins have come from a 14-point deficit to beat the New England Patriots 22-21 here at Landshark Stadium.
The hero to Dolphins fans.
Listen, I am honored to be on the anniversary of the one play that Channing Crowder made that he could show his kids with pride.
Woo! He's taking a little shot there again, CC.
What's your hating ass?
Oh, we got a we got action, Jack. You know, Crowder was just showing me this isn't even untrue. Listen to this, Omar. He is the best linebacker that they've drafted since
Zach Thomas.
Since Zach Thomas. No, we just looked at all the linebackers they've drafted.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. See, I'm responsible for putting together the all-decade team for the Miami Dolphins. That's a decade from 2010 to where we are now. And do you know who is a candidate to be one of the best linebackers? I got to pick three. One of the best linebackers on the all-decade team. Now, it totally depends on whether or not I go 3-4 or I go 4-3. You know, one could swing Channing's way.
Yay.
I'm just saying.
Sounds like he wants a holiday gift, Channing.
I got you. I'll get you some new knives. You got to quit cutting with them butter knives you cut with.
RaggedyAssKnife.com if you want to get the
See, talk me, you ain't even know. I told Channing. He shamed me so much, I had to go out and buy myself two new knives.
Don't let him do that to you, O. Hey, so now you got to defend this because we talked about this a lot yesterday. Adam Sandler, you say, is greater than Will Ferrell, meaning what?
Meaning, here's the thing about Will Ferrell, and I am in the Will Ferrell camp, and I know I'm not alone because I've said this for years. Will Ferrell, yeah, he's got a couple funny movies, Talladega Nights, Old School. He's got a couple funny movies, but where he gets you is the GIF. His GIF game is phenomenal. But here's the reason his GIF game is phenomenal. Because in every every Will Ferrell movie, there's really only about 15 to 20 minutes of funny stuff. It's just a stupid movie with Will Ferrell acting like a donkey's butt. And those stupid moments become GIFs and memes. See, that's where it's hard to kind of navigate my way through this discussion. But what I will say is Adam Sandler is in the field of romantic comedy aces. He can make a romantic comedy, and don't let him put what's the white girl, the blonde girl,
Drew Barrymore.
Don't let him put Drew Barrymore in it now. That thing's gonna be a hit. Whereas you and now he's branching out and he's doing serious stuff and he's been doing serious stuff. And what, can Will Ferrell do serious stuff? I say no.
And they say that this new Adam Sandler movie, Uncut Gems, which is coming out, is going to be Oscar worthy.
Yeah, that's what the whole conversation sparked from. People saying that because he said if I don't win or get a nomination for an Oscar, I'm just going to make something really stupid. And people were disrespecting Adam Sandler, saying, "Hey, he's made don't you intentionally make stupid movies?" And yeah, there's that, but he's also made some really poetic romantic comedies, and that's my number one genre.
Hey, we brought this up with Kendrick Perkins yesterday. Do you have that sound, Solana? Because I thought this was a very important topic, and I want you to hear how Kendrick Perkins, how he reacted when we brought up this topic. Who's got a better movie career, Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler?
Oh, that's crucial right there.
That's crucial. He thought it was a crucial question as well. And I don't remember who he saw. I think he ended up siding on Will Ferrell,
yeah,
but said Waterboy was one of his all-time favorite movies.
Waterboy, and then what's the one he did with Burt Reynolds?
Longest Yard?
Longest Yard.
That was terrible.
Longest Yard.
That was terrible.
You're giving him credit from doing rom-coms like that. That's where that's
51st Dates was. But it shows some range.
He's a comedian. Like he's knocking Will Ferrell for being funny. He's funny. Adam Sandler's funny too. Will Ferrell's more funny than Adam Sandler.
Tell me the stand-up Will Ferrell did that everybody's talking about. I could tell you Chris Rock stand-ups. I could tell you, even Adam Sandler's got some Christmas specials that are decent stand-ups.
Adam Sandler sold out the BB&T Center, and I was saying this yesterday. That is so rare for a comedian to be able to play a big arena.
Yeah. I mean, Will Ferrell, tell me what arena he's playing in. Will Ferrell at the comedy club store.
No, I don't think he even does stand-up.
I don't think he does, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live will be the closest thing.
But Sandler did Saturday Night Live, too. I think I got to side with Omar on this.
What are you talking about?
I think he makes a compelling case.
What is he better at? Movies or stand-ups? Now y'all are moving the ball rolling.
He's just more versatile.
And 51st Dates and a rom-com? Man, y'all are crazy, man.
Beautiful.
Spanglish.
51st Dates, The Wedding Singer. Come on. Wedding Singer.
That is a classic.
Chuck and Larry. What, 51st Dates? Let me see. Just Go With It. Jack and Jill.
Tell me the Will Ferrell classic.
Anchorman,
Talladega Nights, Night at the Roxbury. Get Hard.
No, come on. Night at the Roxbury was horrible.
The other
Get
guys.
Hard. I still have
Holmes and Watson.
Holmes and Watson was bad. I won't put my name on
All
that.
All right, I got to ask a couple Dolphins questions. I appreciate you because I know you wanted to talk about it yesterday, but you were traveling and we were talking about it all show without you. How do you characterize the Dolphins season, right? They've got 3 wins. They would be drafting number 4 if they were drafting today, but there's 4 more games left, but against some easy teams as well. Like, how do you characterize the season?
If I were to categorize it, I would say bipolar. It's been just, do we want to win? Do we want to lose? Do we want to cheer? Do we want to say, oh man, hopefully they can't finish this game. That's where the fan base has been all season. This is why you read game stories which talk about them dropping to 4th place in the draft. It's really got 2 goals. One is, to discover what's salvageable. I mean, let's be real about it. 18 rookies, and I did on the Sun Sentinel a breakdown of all 18 rookies. 18 rookies have played this season. Now you've got a 19 players, as of this week, because 5 were added, have been poached off the waiver wire or claimed off a team's practice squad. 19 players. So add 19 with the 18 with the rookies, because some of them are rookies. Some of them are rookies as well. People claimed off the waiver wire. That's a ridiculous amount of people who are just happy to be in the NFL.
And we just had, who was it? Matt Hawk on. And
yeah,
we were
Matt
talking
Hawk.
About the, what is the Mountaineer shot, the fake field goal, the Mountaineer shot. And I know the players love it. I was a part of Wildcat. Like, players love that stuff and the coaches. But I call it downstairs people. Those are coaches and players. And upstairs people. Chris Greer, Stephen Ross, Reggie McKenzie, those guys. The upstairs guys, the management, are they as excited as the team is when they run the fake punt and the Mountaineer shot?
Oh, I think so. I mean, because they play that way because they got nothing to lose on every single Sunday. I mean, they're out there just to play a spirited, spunky little game and see what happens. Keep it to the fourth quarter and see what happens. Now, I'll give them credit for the Eagles game. They beat the snot out of what's supposed to be a very good team. 2 years ago, they were the Super Bowl champions. I think they have one of the best defensive lines in the NFL. And Dolphins just whooped up on them. But as I told you in the pregame show, Channing, you asked me, is there any way that the Dolphins can win this game? And I said, yeah, if they get a little Fitz magic. Yeah. And that's really the only way that you win games. You got to have Fitz playing at the highest level. And he was hitting him 50-50 balls with Devontae Parker like he was a Pro Bowler. Now, the question is, can he do it again? And I say maybe he can do it again, one out of the final four games.
You think they can do it Sunday?
Yeah, I think they can win Sunday. And this is where I got in trouble with the Dolphins fans, quote-unquote, Joe Rose this week, because I said I created a standard for this team. How dare I? And said, you know what? There's no point in tanking anymore. The next three games are against comparable talents. I mean, two of the teams are picking ahead of you. You already beat one team. Why shouldn't the standard be win two of the next three games? If you're supposed to be making progress and turn the corner and showing all this promise and potential and players, you're starting to believe in players, okay, come on, win two out of three games. And everybody's like, whoa, what are you doing over here? Like, what are we trying to do? Well, you're not trying to win games, allegedly. I mean, you're not trying to lose games, allegedly. So why wouldn't we set a standard on winning games?
And, oh, they're going to play the Jets, and the head coach, everybody knows, Adam Gase. We had him down here for 3 years. You covered him for 3 years. Mm-hmm. What, like, we dislike him. And I don't really like Adam Gase either. The man lied to me. He's very
arrogant. How could you dislike him?
Because he was, you know what it was? He was so arrogant talking to him face-to-face, and it never translated to the field. Like, I sat down with him every single preseason, and I would have a list of well-thought-out questions, and his answer to me every time would be like, don't worry about the crowd. I got that. But what about your skill position? What about your tight ends? They're not really developed. Don't worry about it, Crowder. I got that. But you don't have it, Gase. You don't have it. That's what frustrated me about him. But I want to ask you, what is his –
He's a little delusional.
What's his issue, though? Not just,
he's a lot delusional.
Not just he's a bad head coach. What are his real issues why he can't succeed?
He is not a bad head coach. And here's the reason why I say he's not a bad head coach, okay? He took a talent-starved – an injury-depleted team to the playoffs, winning 10 of 6 games, and they had a horrible defense in 2016. That was his first year. Second year, okay, disappointing year with with Jay Cutler, the classic quitter, as his starting quarterback. It didn't work out. Was a bad idea. And then the next year, he won 7 of 9 games with his team quitting on him in the final month of the season because they were just tired of him. So, his problem is maturity, and he rubs people the wrong way. And you know, his arrogance sometimes it can hang him, just literally just hang him. But I still say he's going to be a good coach when he matures. It took Belichick 15 years to go from Belichick with the Cleveland Browns to Belichick with the New England Patriots. Now, I'm not saying Adam Gase is going to be Bill Belichick, but I'd be interested to see where he is. He's going to fail with the Jets because he hasn't matured. He hasn't matured. Like, that's the bottom line. Gase hasn't matured. And I always said it, and it pissed him off, and he confronted me about it. And I said, I'm being dead serious with you. You're going to be a good head coach when you mature. And it used to make him mad. But it's still the same thing. He's not mature enough to be a head coach right now. And he tries to pretend to be, but not really.
Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Thank you as always, O. Go enjoy New York.
All right, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.